Yeah, really disappointed. We kind of had mixed emotions and feelings over the last couple of days. It was to and fro. It looked good, then it was not so good. So we, you know, obviously nobody was really sure. But yeah, it's disappointing, really, really disappointing, particularly for the members and for, I mean, lots of sporting bodies out there would love to have all sports back. But yeah, it's a tough one to take.
And it was a strange one as well, because obviously golf was one of the first sports to come back in the original lockdown. And, you know, you weren't asking for anything in particular. You were still hoping to get the people who lived within 5 kilometres of the club, and people would still be social distancing and stuff like that. So it wasn't a case of golf clubs were looking for special treatment here. And yet still, you know, you just got shut down without any say in it, really.
Yeah, there was absolutely no clubs were looking for anything different, as you say correctly. It was all running really well. There was no major issues in golf clubs that I'm aware of, and I would be speaking to a lot of different club managers. You know, it was running very smoothly. It's really safe for anyone that plays golf. You know, you're not near anybody on a golf course. 4 lads going up a fairway are, you know, they're so far away from each other. It is safe, or as safe as we could make it. So, yeah, there was no pushing for, you know, new guidelines from us. Certainly, we were happy with how things were going, and we were sticking with all the guidelines. But unfortunately, you know, we just didn't have the power for it to go ahead.
In the summer there, did you have many people coming to the golf club, you know, just happy to actually get out and about? And it must be a real blow to the members there in Buncloddy too.
It is, and to all courses around, because, you know, not only mental health, but exercise for the older people as well. You know, it's really important, and it's just disappointing when we've stuck to the guidelines, we've done everything that we're supposed to do. But look, at the end of the day, a decision is made, and we have to respect the decision, and we have to just move on from it as best we can. But yeah, I'm sure members all around the country are devastated. But we will be back. You know, it's not as long this time. The first time, I think we were 8 weeks in total closed, and then they allowed us to open to members first before we could have visitors back. So it's 6 weeks, and you know, maybe in 4 weeks time they'll address it and there might be changes then, and nobody knows at this stage. But we will get back. It's a tough blow, it's a hard one to take, but you know, we'll get through it.
Is there a bit of a fear then when you come back after the 6 weeks, the weather might take a turn for the worse, that maybe, you know, you won't get the same level of people playing because they won't be able to trudge out in the darkest depths of winter?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, today of all days, when you look out the window, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's like a tease that the weather today is so good and courses are closed around the country. But look, this time of year, I always think after the October bank holiday, anything can happen with the weather. And yes, I mean, footfall will always be less this time of year because of colds and flus and general people not liking, you know, dredging around in the muck and the wet. But there's always diehards that will go. You know, and you'd always have seniors that will come around midweek as well. So it's hard for them, and it's, you know, it's probably for a lot of people, it might be the only outlet that they have apart from work, or, you know, if they're seniors that don't work, that this might be the only kind of sport or exercise that they get. So it's tough. It really is going to be hard on a lot of people. Certainly mental health is a big issue, and, you know, you would see a lot of people in different jobs coming in on a weekly basis to play golf, and they've had a really stressful week, and this is their 4 hours of freedom as such to clear the head for the week. So it's a big worry, but as I say, you know, there's worse can happen. We can just, you know, have to try and get through it and do our best and keep the course as best we can in the next 6 weeks and be ready for when the members come back.
And the golf club there in Buncloddy is such a draw for the whole town as well. I mean, people come from all over to play in the Buncloddy Golf Club, and it's got a great reputation nationwide and internationally as well. So that's going to be a big blow for not just the golf club there, but for the whole town in general.
Yeah, it is. It is. There would be a lot of traffic coming through the town, which are coming to the golf club. You know, they might stop in the shop for coffees along the way or whatever. So, yeah, it is a blow for all of us. But also for all golf clubs, not just us. I mean, all golf clubs around the country are going to find this really tough. And I mean, you know, it has been so good for the months that we've been open. And again, from speaking to lots of other clubs, I know people will agree with this one. You know, it's been a steady flow of traffic through the couple of months that we're open. And it's great to see, because so many people weren't going on holidays, so a lot more, you know, Irish people in particular were staying here rather than going to Portugal and Spain. So footfall was really good. While it was very controlled, it was really good over the couple of months that were open. So again, coming into the time of year when footfall would lessen anyway, look, nobody knows what's going to happen, but we have to be positive, and we have to, you know, hope that our members will continue supporting us when we do reopen, because to be fair, the support has been incredible over the whole year. I mean, it started in March, and the members have been behind us 100% all the way. And, you know, without members, you don't have a club. So it's really important that we keep a good standard as much as we can over the next couple of weeks and have it ready for them. Whether they like the rain or not, we'll be ready when we open the gates.
finally, Caroline, do you think that this might have a knock-on effect for membership fees and stuff like that next year, that people might think, I'm kind of gone out of the habit now, and maybe people might be affected financially by another lockdown and they mightn't be able to afford membership fees and that kind of thing? Do you think that that'll have a knock-on effect for, you know, years to come?
It may
now?
Do. I mean, there's always that side of things that, you know, golf is certainly a luxury, and in a household that may be struggling a little bit with lockdown if parents aren't working, yes, it's certainly a luxury, but it's an important luxury, again, going back to mental health and for physical exercise and for socialising. And a lot of people do actually work on golf courses, taking, you know, clients out and stuff. So hopefully it won't happen. I think with the amount of people that have joined after the first lockdown as well, you know, there's a lot of other sporting younger guys and older guys have come back to golf that haven't played for years. So hopefully, you know, I think when you have people that join your club and they see that they have a good facility, that they're happy to stay. So, I mean, the financial side of it is a different question, whether they can afford it or not. But you'd hope to keep your loyal, strong members for as long as possible.